Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everybody, thank you for taking the time to listen into this podcast. If you're new to STC, this is a short recording that includes a thought for the day, a Bible reading and a worship song. My name is James Brown and I'm part of the team here at STC and I'm taking on the daily podcast this week from Alan Ward, who did an incredible job. And we're continuing to look at the Sermon on the Mount. And this is Jesus outlining what he wants his people to live like in the world. Today we're looking at Matthew 6 verses 19 to 34. But we're going to focus in on verses 21 to 23. It reads like this: "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness." Now in this reflection, we're talking about treasure. Aha, I hear you say. Now, I don't know about you, but as a parent, when I think of treasure, I think of CBBC's swashbuckle, a firm favourite in our home. The premise is simple. A band of naughty pirates have stolen Gemma's gems, and a group of daring young adventurers are in it to win them back. We're big fans. Gemma's gems are obvious treasures, but are our treasures so obvious? Well, today's focus verse is sandwiched between two parts of teaching on money from Jesus. And at first glance, it seems that it is oddly out of place, like a tangent, much like my earlier swashbuckle illustration. But these comments about the health of our eyes, relating to the light in our bodies, they must have something to do with money because they come before and after these important comments from Jesus about money. Now, I've heard this explained very simply. It's because money can blind us. Now, we tend to know when we're doing other unhealthy behaviours. If we lie, we know about it. If we cheat or steal, in most cases, we've made a conscious choice to do something that we know is not good for us and those around us. But few of us think that we have an unhealthy approach to money. If we find ourselves saying, "I don't have a greed problem," it could be likely that we do. And unlike other unhealthy behaviours, money has a way of darkening our eyes, of hiding unhealthy habits in plain sight. And so we're being warned by Jesus to keep a healthy eye on it, on money, our approach to money. And this isn't for the first time, and it won't be the last time we hear Jesus warning us this way in the Gospels. Now, when I was doing the training year at STC, my colleagues and friends, Alan and Helen Ward, they take on the unholy trinity of money, sex and power. And year upon year, they get some serious feedback for their approach to these topics. It was great input, but boy, did they ruffle some feathers doing it. One of my big takeaways from listening to them share money was that if we watch our bank accounts carefully, it becomes really obvious where our treasure is. The thing our hearts want the most. Now, the best way to see what your heart wants the most is to follow the money. For example, verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, don't let the simplicity of this phrase fool us. Let's reflect together what these words might mean. If we want to know where our heart rests, if we want to know what our heart serves, what our real source of self-worth is, then watch where our money goes most effortlessly, most joyfully. I don't know about you, but for me, it can easily fly out of my bank account on some of those things that I like to purchase. For me, it can be a variety of things. Sometimes it's on my appearance. I do really like nice shoes. Sounds a bit odd to confess on a podcast. It is an image thing. But if I don't control it, I could find myself spending a lot of money on shoes. It makes my heart feel happy. Or another vice for me is trying new coffee shops in our city. I can spend a fortune there if I'm not careful. What about you? Where is your treasure? Where do you find security or satisfaction? Is it in saving for something for the future? That can be a way of control too. In appearance, in information, knowledge and art, you just have to buy the latest book, listen to the latest podcast, films. Where is it? And if we don't look, does the money just flow? Does it just go without thinking? And what does that tell us about our Christian life? Now, it's not all doom and gloom. If we recognise that we are disproportionately putting our trust in something that is not God, we can do something about it. And with God's help, we can relocate that desire. Last time I was on the podcast was in June, and we looked at 1 Peter together. And I was looking back at my previous notes, trying to remember how to structure these short reflections. And coincidentally, there was a bunch of verses there that connect beautifully with this passage in a way I hadn't seen before. This is the wisdom of Peter, one of the New Testament writers in 1 Peter 2, verse 7. He says, "To you who believe, he is precious." And the word used there is the noun form. Peter is actually saying, "To you who believe, he is preciousness." He, that is Jesus, is the ultimate treasure. And when we think about Jesus, we've come to understand that he left heaven, the supreme, beautiful place that is heaven, to come and be with us. He had the richness of heaven, and he came to earth in poverty as a baby born in a stable. Why? What could Jesus possibly want that he didn't have in heaven? Well, us. We are his treasure. Again, in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, Peter writes, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own possession." The word means treasures. We are God's treasures. And when we see Jesus dying on the cross, spent everything, nothing left, when we see Jesus making us his treasure in this way, then we will make him our treasure. What else can we do? It's the only thing that will bring our heart away from all of the other things. We'll start to treasure Jesus when we see what he's done for us, and then we'll be free. Let me finish with this. If you're new to STC and you're listening to this podcast and you wouldn't call yourself someone who trusts Jesus with their life, start today. Trust him. Treasure him. If upon hearing these words in this way makes you want to become a Christian, let's say a prayer together now. Jesus, sorry when I've placed my trust, my significance in things that will one day pass away. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you that you went to the cross for me. I see that now. It's so transformational. Would you please rescue me from the things that so easily entangle? Set me free and fill my life with your presence. Become the thing I treasure most. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you're already treasuring Jesus, I hope these lyrics from a 1920s hymn encourage you today, something to reflect upon as the day goes by. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you for listening. You're very welcome to come and join in again tomorrow, and we have a treat planned for you on Wednesday. So do come back and listen again. Have a great day. God bless. Matthew 6, verses 19 to 34. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A thousand times I fail, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm called to your grace everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. Your will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control, consume me from the inside out, Lord, let just remains, the art of losing myself in bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord, my soul.